California will ban people from carrying firearms in most public spaces while doubling the taxes on guns and ammunition sold in the state. Under two new laws, Governor Gavin Newsom signed that will test the limits of the U.S. Supreme Court's new standard for interpreting the Second Amendment. The federal government already taxes the sale of guns and ammunition at either 10% or 11%, depending on the type of gun. One of the laws Newsom signed, State Assembly Bill 28, adds another 11% tax on top of that. Bill author Democratic State Assembly member Jesse Gabriel said the bill was not a tax on gun consumers, but on gun producers.
This is a straightforward bill. It imposes a modest 11% excise tax on the gun industry. Let me say that again. This is a tax on the gun industry, on gun manufacturers and gun dealers. And it mirrors a comparable federal tax that has been in law for over 100 years that has always been supported by the NRA and praised by the NRA as a national model. That bill funds the federal tax funds wildlife conservation. This tax would fund school safety, proven violence prevention measures, and a bunch of gun safety measures that have proven to keep our communities safe, including things like removing guns from domestic abusers.
The laws were some of nearly two dozen gun control measures Newsom signed, but he acknowledged many of these laws might not survive legal challenges now that the U.S. Supreme Court has imposed a new standard on interpreting the nation's gun laws. Last year, the Supreme Court reinterpreted how the judiciary could consider Second Amendment cases. Previously, courts had almost universally applied balancing tests to Second Amendment challenges, weighing the government's public safety interests against an individual's Second Amendment rights. But in the case New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruen, the court ruled that the government must justify its gun regulations by demonstrating that they conform to the country's, quote, historical tradition of firearm regulation. Newsom said that the new laws were written to meet the Bruen standard, but said it was unclear whether they would all survive, considering the concerted effort being made on a national level to attack gun control regulations, among other things.
I've been talking about the forces of transformation, the forces of restoration, those that want to take us back to a pre-1960s world. You've seen that with rights regression on voting rights, civil rights, LGBTQ rights. You've seen it as it relates to the assault on women, freedom, reproductive freedom, and contraception. But they're also trying to roll back nationalized rights or states' rights that have been long afforded in states like California as it relates to gun safety. We're no longer immune from those assaults. You can't just be a blue state and advance a blue state framework. They're coming after these laws and they're winning in federal courts.
The California Rifle and Pistol Association has already sued to block one new law Newsom signed that bans people from carrying guns in most public places. The law overhauls the state rules for concealed carry permits in light of the Bruen decision. It specifically bans people from carrying guns in 26 places, including public parks and playgrounds, public demonstrations and gatherings, amusement parks, churches, banks, zoos, and, quote, any other privately owned commercial establishment that is open to the public, unless the owner puts up a sign saying guns are allowed. Attorney General Rob Bonta, who helped shepherd many of the laws, said that the data is clear. Gun regulations protect lives.
30 years ago, we had one of the highest firearm mortality rates in the nation. And then we started acting with common sense gun laws. And now we have one of the lowest firearm mortality rates in the nation. It is causal. It's not an accident. It's not happenstance. It's not even a correlation. The gun laws have led to our increased safety. And now our firearm homicide rate is 33% below the rest of the U.S. And our children are safer from gun violence than in most other states.
California has some of the lowest gun death rates in the country, ranking 43rd out of 50 states, with 9 deaths for every 100,000 people. This, according to 2021 data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.